Thank you so much. So here we are back at it on the Wednesday evening. Let me see. It is October the 7th, 2020. Questions and answers with the Elohim and also the Ra group. Our beloved sisters on the other side of the veil that are able to communicate to our, through our dear friend Terry Brown. I welcome you all, and as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. And we await for more people to show up, including Wynn and Terry. All right. Dharmananda, are you back home in Boulder Creek?
Yeah, I've been back for a long time.
Okay, good. Hey, John.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
A bit better.
Okay. So no biggie. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location. However, we welcome you. Thank you for being here. He dropped back out, I guess. He. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, I'm Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
And more people have joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Roger, good evening. Welcome. And Jennifer in PA,
Jennifer.
Welcome.
Yay. Hey,
hi, Jennifer.
Hi, everybody. Hi, guys.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Hi, Roger.
Did I hear people's voice?
Sounded like him.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend, Fräulein. Ich willkomme dich.
Dankeschön.
All right.
Hi, Edna.
Hi, Edna. Hi, everybody.
All right. And to you folks listening in online through BBS, a good evening to you. Welcome. And thank you for being here.
What's the power situation in California?
I don't know, actually. It's not too smoky now. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jill from Rochester, Minnesota.
Welcome, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jill.
Hello, hello.
So, actually, I have no clue how the fires are here in California or other states. But the smoke is pretty much cleared, I guess, so it's a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's clear here in Washington.
All right.
Really wonderful.
And for those that want to submit a question for tonight's show, you can do so by emailing your question to the following email address, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Marianne Sedona.
Terry, good evening and
hi,
welcome.
Terry. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
All right. Is Wynn on his way?
Yes.
Good.
Maybe I should give a holler in his door. He knows about it.
All right.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Whoever be on BBS.
Two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, everybody.
Anyone else?
Oh, Mary Eileen in Cincinnati. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mary Eileen. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
All right.
Can I maybe repeat how to enter a question again?
The email address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Hey, Wynn.
Good evening, everybody.
Howdy doody.
How are you?
Is the debate going on right now?
Just started.
Oh, is it tonight? Yeah. Huh?
No, that's debatable.
Now everybody's going to hang out.
Debatable. No, actually, we chose this.
Maybe or is.
Going to start at 6 o'clock. Oh, 7 o'clock. I'm sorry.
You sure?
I had to start at 7. Yeah. I didn't know.
It's on now.
It's on now. Who's watching it in the background?
At my house? Tom's in the bedroom watching it. Can you hear that?
I mean, it's worth watching.
I don't know.
I was yesterday working in a house for a couple of hours, and then they had MSNBC because people were listening to that. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Wanda.
Welcome, Wanda. Good evening.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome, Jeannie.
Hello,
Jeannie.
Jeannie?
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, everybody.
But back to that MSNBC show that was just so bad, how blackfacing they are, the president. Is mind-blowing, man. I couldn't believe it.
Does blow your mind,
and yes,
it?
So if you did I mean, the media had such a powerful control, you know, over those who are listening to it. It's amazing.
If you read Trump's tweet that I just read to Wynn earlier.
Do you want me to read it?
Go for it.
I might not have them anymore. I think I already closed it down. But it basically said that Obama, Hillary, Biden, and the NSA, CIA, and FBI, well, they're all, you know, colluding against Trump. And all this is going to be released, this information, unredacted. So,
right.
Basically, anyone who's still non-believing that Trump was guilty or something like that, it's all going to be released, and they're all going to be charged with treason.
Right. Good. Let's do a giggle.
May I say something? May I say something?
Yes, go ahead.
I've been attempting to write a book on this because most of this happened in my living room when I was a child. And I grew up in the entertainment industry, and the newscasters and the people that researched the news and delivered the news all told me before I was even 7 not to believe anything that was delivered as information on the news. And, you know, it's a fascinating dynamic because it's not only that they're lying, but they're diverting attention from things that are super important to things that are unimportant. And then they cause chaos around it so that we're not able to actually make critical decisions in our life. So if anybody wants to help me write my book, anybody's over in this Palm Springs area, I need help. Because in the 9/11, I went to nursery school with a major newscaster that lived out in Point Doom, and I was going surfing. And I asked him about what he thought of it because it was like in the third month or so, can you wait just a minute? I got to talk to him. Thank you. And I mentioned to him, I asked him what he thought of 9/11, and he just looked at me and he said, "Don't believe anything that you're hearing." So, the technical aspects of it are the frequencies that are generated outside of the television. And they're causing people to be actually addicted to the television, just some of the frequencies that they're generating.
Right.
Wow.
Anyway, so I'm finished, and that's that. Thank you.
And who was talking over here? Who are you?
My name is Lauren.
The other Lauren. Team. Okay, cool.
I'm the other Lauren.
All right.
Thank you, Lauren. Okay, I'm
going to
mute. Hi.
All right,
Michael's
honey.
Michael's here.
Love you all.
Love you, honey.
I just got a breaking tweet.
That was good unmuting.
I got a breaking tweet here. House investigators have now joined the Senate in requesting the FBI open a criminal investigation into possible foreign influence peddling and embezzlement involving Joe Biden and his brother and son, based on suspicious financial activities flagged by the church.
They also mention, Trump also mentioned, some of their psychic here mentioned that Biden's going to step down by the end of the month, and all the markets are going to completely collapse.
I believe it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
This has been predicted more than a year ago by one very, very, very strong very big psychic. Not that big, but some well-known psychic. And all the markets are going to collapse, and you're basically going to see basically the entire Democratic Party is just going to go kablooey.
Yeah.
It's going to implode on itself.
How will we know?
I got to go to George Soros.
Well, when the public finds out what's really been going on, it will blow up.
Right.
What Trump just said, he's going to release all this unredacted testimonials and stuff like that, that they said they never were any part of. Biden said that numerous times. It's going to be redacted, and it's unredacted, and it's going to say his name on it. It's going to say, all the other people who were part of that, cover up the Trump, investigation. They're all going to be charged with treason.
Let's pray for transparency and for things to be released.
He's ready.
Did you get my question, Wynn?
Did you send it to my
phone?
No, I didn't get it yet, but I'll look at it. Oh. Okay.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Are you ready to get going, Wynn?
No, but I will.
All right. I'm going to mute the phone line. Let me first turn the things off before I forget. I thank everyone for being here.
Thank you for being here.
It is my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Wait, I just turned it off. How can that be? Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Yeah.
They're definitely off right now.
Somebody's playing ping pong.
Muted.
Today it is the 7th of October.
Thank you.
Here we go.
The recording has started.
This is October 7th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And we're doing tonight questions to the Elohim. And, you know, we have the same people asking questions all the time. But it's not your fault. It's my fault, okay? And because what I need to do is I need to bring my mailing list up to date with things that are happening with us, so they're curious about checking it out. And, you know, I have this sense that when I start putting myself out into the world and people hear about it, I might be wrong, but we're going to be overwhelmed. Are you guys ready for that?
Oh.
Unmuted.
If it's in the highest best interest of all.
Well, it certainly is, because the more...
Then yeah.
You know, we've gotten into a great energy and great, how can I say it, comfortability, I think. But there's a saying I remember, you have to give up what's near to get what's far. So it's kind of like giving, not exactly giving it up. I might ask a question about this tonight. It's not exactly like giving up, but, you know, it changes the nature of everything when suddenly there is a huge response and everyone is curious.
You can't have change without change.
You can't, that's right. You can't have change without change. And I want you guys to know if there is suddenly a whole swell of new people coming in, it does not mean you're still, even though it's different, you're still anchoring the energy for everybody. Do you know, in religious science, the religion, they kind of understand this principle. Do you guys know about that? I forget what they call them.
You know, like
when they do when they do a service on Sunday, they have certain people positioned around the room. And I forget what they call them, but those people are anchoring the energy. And I am very aware when I'm doing this, even on the phone here, I can feel new people who are anchoring the energy. And it makes it different. Can you guys relate to what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So even though you're not talking, you're not front and center, you're not lost. You're very important. In any case, Terry, are you on?
I'm here.
You're not ready, right?
Muted.
I'm here.
Okay.
I want to say hello to everybody that's listening to us on VBS Radio. And you're holding the energy, too. Those of you that listen to us all the time. We're creating a big matrix on this call. I try to find the words to describe it, but we are growing. It's not like we're growing and having loads of new people, but the group is growing tremendously in its ability to hold energy. And I'm growing in the ability to handle it. And, you know, one of the reasons I haven't been anxious to get a bunch of new people in is because I've been developing my own confidence in handling it. And particularly on Whole Planet Healing, which I think has reached a new level of consistency. And I mean, it still goes ups and downs a little bit, but you know, the new format is helping tremendously, helping me tremendously. Because when we started it, I just thought I had to do the whole thing, and I didn't know how to do it, and you know, keeping the energies together. But in any case, and I thank Kais, and I thank Jennifer, and those of you that are making contributions. So on that note, by the way, if you're listening on VBS, and you, I just wanted to tell you about Whole Planet Healing. We do it every day at 7 p.m. Pacific. And it's formatted. It takes usually about 45 minutes. We usually start at 7:15. And bring it down so that people feel an energy consistently, and it comes in quickly. And we've got a format down that holds, contains the energy. And in today's world, it seems to me what we're doing is providing a stable place to be every day with good energy, regardless going on in the world. And of course, what's going on in the world is freaking a lot of people out, understandably. And it's very important to be able to stay stable and grounded while all these things are happening around you. And they may get worse. And we have to prepare ourselves for whatever happens. This is a critical, critical time. And obviously, we have this election between Trump and Biden. And it seems like there's a high potential for unexpected things that some people say could cause civil war to break out, okay? And people are passionate on both sides about the other being, it's not just about the best candidate, it's about totally different points of view. And people are passionate about the other side being wrong and going to screw up the country. So in any case, keep praying and stay centered. And the phone number for Whole Planet Healing is 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513-pound. I'll say it once more. 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513-pound. And we are now going to go into our questions. And of course, we have very high celestial sources that are wise, and they can also project energy into this realm. And they have the capability of connecting with people individually, energetically. And people start to feel their energies. And so let's just see how they answer our questions for tonight. I'm going to do a little invocation. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields, planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present? No, I don't hear Terry. I hope she's on.
Yes. Give us a minute. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we adjust our energies so that we are available to each and every person who is listening to the call, whether they listen in present time or they listen at a later time. We take a look at the general attention of the American public, and we see that it is focused in generally on the debates that are going on at this time. And a large amount of energy is being directed in that direction at this time. And we readjust to the energies of your sector of the universe at this time. We come to assist wherever we might, if we can offer any assistance or any information or any help of any sort that can help and assist in your path through the lifetime in the third density, we are honored to be able to do so. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you or doesn't seem right, then disregard it. It is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes. This is from Bonnie Penners. And she's asking a question about Earth. And the idea, now she uses the name Gaia. And that's one of the names for Earth.
Yes.
And she says Gaia has stepped aside and another entity has taken over. First of all, is that true?
Well, it would depend upon what you are looking at. Gaia, the Mother Earth did change. The Earth plane received a new being that to take the place of the much worn out old spirit of Mother Earth that had contributed so much and been worn out with all of the atomic explosions and the different things that were happening, that the spirit of Mother Earth needed a rest. And so a fresh, vibrant spirit did take the place of Mother Earth. So we have a more recent Mother Earth that is in place and is on the line with us. She pays attention to the calls and she lends her energy to this group also.
Thank you. And does she have a name?
Mother Earth is good.
If we use the name Gaia?
She does have a name. It's not Gaia. Gaia is the name for Earth.
Earth, not the spirit that inhabits the Earth, but for the Earth herself.
Right. There are many spirits that work to regulate sectors of the Earth plane and to nurture growth and to monitor rainfall. There are many spirits that assist in this manner. Mm-hmm. And main spirit in charge is very, very loving and loves all of the creatures of Earth and has boundless love for all and everyone.
Mm-hmm. So is this like a walk-in to Earth in the way we would think of a walk-in to a human?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then Bonnie asks, okay, there's a lot of, for many years, there's been talk of a new Earth and the Earth was going to split into two groups, people that would go to the new Earth and people that didn't graduate would stay in the old Earth, as described in certain ascension series. And I get the idea, and I'll just say it, I'm not sure I'm right, this new Earth is actually an astral Earth in the 4D that people will go to, perhaps, who would qualify for this. But I don't know if that's the right interpretation. But in any case,
see that this is in progress at this time, and that what is actually happening is the frequency of Earth is raising, and it is creating a situation where some spirits who are not adept at social interaction and loving, and ability to function in the rays of energies, are not able to track with the earth plane, and they are thus going to other places to with a lower frequency that they can then resume their track in the third density.
Mm-hmm. So another terminology is the entire planet is going to graduate or going to move to a new dimension.
Some people look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. It's a matter of how you look at it, right?
Right. There are different terminologies for it.
Yeah. Well, if the Earth graduates and goes to a new higher dimension, and then other people wouldn't be able to stay on and continue on this
planet. They wouldn't be
able
to track with the higher energies that are coming in now.
So they have to go somewhere else.
Right.
Okay. All right. Next question is from Edgina. I would like to check on France again. I'm concerned that he is alone and in between dimensions without knowing what to do. Is France being guided yet? And did he transition to the heaven realms? Thank you.
No, he is still we take a look and we see he is still in the earth realm. He is still hanging around in the area of the city of Las Vegas. He is still hanging around. He is visiting different people, different situations, different entertainment spots, searching for a new situation. We again offer the availability to him of the heaven realm. We offer that to him, but he is more interested in looking at situations in the city, what is going on, entertainment in the city, to just sit in and console himself.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we see.
And, I mean, I know Edgina is anxious for him to move on, but it's not that there would be a guarantee.
He is moving on in his own way.
Yeah. It's not about pushing the river. You just have to flow with it. Okay. Next question. Let's see here. Mark Sonnenberg in Ireland. Several different people throughout my life have made me aware of my solar plexus chakra needing healing. Also, my stomach and spleen, Chinese medicine channels. Solar plexus chakra and those two chakra channels are related. My question is, what more can I do to heal these? It seems that I came into the plane with a challenge in this area. I think this is a gift to learn how to heal this.
This is an opportunity to develop the chakra with self-control and the ability to stand up for yourself and to set your own course without being diverted off course by the desire to please or to be socially accepted by others. And yet to be able to integrate with others so you do get a full balance of interaction.
Mark, I can relate to that being one of the challenges I had to go through for a number of years. And I just found myself learning how to speak my mind and my truth in a situation, but not in a judgmental way or a harsh way, and that when I would do that, when I first started doing that, I found it actually endeared people to me more, mostly. Occasionally, it didn't. And I said, okay, it's fine. It's better if they go their own way if I can't be authentic, you know? And that by doing that, I got in the habit of doing it, and my solar plexus got stronger, okay? So I'm just sharing that. And I'll bet some others of you, this is good counsel as well, okay? Because your solar plexus creates your boundaries. It creates your authenticity. And it ultimately gives you the ability of leadership, of taking leadership roles. And do you guys want to make any comments on that?
No, that is very good.
Okay, thank you.
This is a good opportunity to, in this lifetime, to begin to strengthen this chakra and your ability to stand in your own truth.
Yeah, just in the course of a day, Mark, review your day and look at the times that you didn't do that and the times you did do that, okay? And just take your inventory and give yourself some stars every time you do it. And you will notice a strengthening of that area. Thank you. And next question here is from David Ferringer in Mercer, Pennsylvania. Are we through the worst of the COVID? When can we expect a decline in new cases? David Ferringer. You know, David, I have to mention to you, before they answer this, that there is an aspect of this COVID thing where the information we get is very manipulated. And, you know, some people say it's never been as bad as they made it look. And, for example, it's my understanding, I haven't done enough research to say this is absolutely true, but I've come across it a number of times, that the test they use for COVID comes out with false positives. Another thing is there's far more people that probably have it than are being reported, which means the percentages of deaths are very, very small compared to the number of people that have it. Another thing is that it's my understanding that hospitals are getting paid a bonus, doctors, every time they say somebody died from COVID. So people are dying from other things, and it's being written down as COVID. So the deaths look higher. Like, for example, if somebody had a liver problem and they also had a COVID problem, if they died because of the liver problem, it would be indicated as a COVID problem. And that's on one side of it. And on the other side of it, it's obviously highly contagious. By the incidence of nursing homes, by even Donald Trump's recent incident and all these people in the White House getting it. And then another issue is, and this came up in a channeling at one point, that 5G cell phone stuff helps to trigger that virus to be more serious. And people have written articles about this. But I'm not going to say this is 100% true, but there's been enough people talking about it, and even our sources said that this was true, that 5G, when there's 5G, it stimulates the worst-case scenarios for COVID. And Wuhan, China, happened to be one of the first cities with 5G in China and maybe even in the world. So I'm just putting all that thing aside, that there's an area of this that is being, from my perspective, intentionally manipulated, and it's not just a natural progression. And so, are they going to decide to stop the manipulation and let it go, or are they going to keep priming the pump? And on all that, I'm going to let my sources, our sources, make a comment. Are we through the worst of COVID? And when can we expect a decline in new cases?
Thank you. The rate of new cases is not static. I mean, it is not uniform. And there has been, with the fall, there has been an increase of cases with individuals that are contracting this. And some of the cases aren't COVID. Some of the cases are the flu. There is a similarity in the symptoms. And individuals have been doing very well at getting through this. And the number of deaths purported to be around 200,000 in the United States has been reported as being that high, but there have been reports that many of the cases where the person did have a case of COVID, they would, and they died, that they died from other causes. That is generally known and being reported, and the hospitals are often given the instruction that if the person has a case of COVID and dies of another illness, such as a heart heart disease to put it down as a COVID death. So the actual deaths from COVID itself are much less. Also, there are deaths from the mishandling in the hospitals of the treatment of the COVID cases, for instance, putting them on a ventilator when it restricts their breathing more and increases their chance of death. It boils down to individually to watch out for the case in the neighborhood and to be sure to wash your hands, be careful when you are around others who are ill. You do not contract it, and if you do contract it, to be careful that you don't place others in a situation where you spread it to them. Whether the cases are going up and down, the cases were going down, and then as the fall season started, the cases have been increasing. That is our take on it. We do not look at it to be as serious as many people have pointed out that they feel it is, because of the misrepresentation of the number of deaths that were reported from COVID when they were not actually deaths from COVID.
Thank you. Next question is from Antonio. And we will do Darwin on this question after that, and that'll be it for the evening. Antonio says, it's hard for me to leave the house because of the agoraphobia I was given in this lifetime. And especially it's hard to leave the neighborhood. Is there anything I can do to help me make it easier to go further than the neighborhood? That's why I always ask for the healing of my teeth, because of not being able to leave the house. Now, I'm not sure of the connection with the teeth and the not being able...
In other words, are you reluctant to go to a dentist because mm-hmm. of the inability to leave the house?
I see. That's probably what he means there. Okay.
One of the things that you could do would be to, locate a good dentist, map out the route, how you were going to get there, what transportation you were going to use, figure out the whole thing beforehand, and then make an appointment. And you would want to choose a dentist that you really felt confident in. He had very good techniques and was very careful with the sanitary condition of all his equipment. He had a good reputation among his previous patients, a lot of recommendations, things to make you feel more comfortable with that. Actually getting up and doing it the more success you have with doing things like that can actually then strengthen your ability to go out and leave the house for such things.
Thank you. You know, Antonio, I'll mention to you, Terry and I discovered a product. If you send me an email or anybody else that's interested, I'll tell you what it is, give you a link to it. It seems to really work. Both of us notice it, that it increases your saliva and it puts things in your saliva that kill the infections in your teeth And so your teeth stop wiggling and jiggling, and they get stronger. And it's not going to fix the ones that are already screwed up, but it may keep it from getting worse. And I was quite amazed at how well it works, and it works fast. We noticed a shift in a couple of days. So anyone who's interested, send me an email, and I'll give you a link to the product. Next question here, you know, I have a problem with your question, Dharmananda, but I'll go through it anyway. But when you talk about a specific healing technique that you did, and when you quote numbers that were on that healing technique, they're not, I don't know if they can tune into that and comment on it. But we'll try it. I'll read it. Yesterday, I had a remote vibrational frequency level session, okay? And with a body and emotion code healer that I have been working with. And after the session, she had raised my vibrational frequency level to 1,002. My question is, how much does this have on raising the vibrational frequency level of the rest of humanity's collective consciousness? I would ask another question before you ask that question, and I would ask, did she actually raise some frequency in my body as she's saying? And I don't know, when you say 1,002, what are you measuring there? Okay, but I'll leave it at that. I'll turn it over to our sources.
Each person who raises their vibrational level then helps to raise the vibrational level of all. As the higher the vibrational level, the brighter the light that a person shines with. It would help it most in the area where you are, and have a much lesser effect in other areas. Depending upon the amount that it was raised, it can raise the vibrational level around your body, around the house, and then at a decreasing rate outside of the area. In the overall scheme of things, raising it would not have a large overall effect, but we don't wish to label that in that way, really, because the raising of one person's vibration level can, depending on other factors involved, like the not only the frequency, but the intensity in conjunction with it, and other factors in conjunction with it, intention and your whole hologram can then jack it up even more.
Thank you. That's the end of our questions for tonight. And thank you, everybody who asked the question. And thank you, Terry, for being our vehicle. And thank you, my sources, for answering questions. And we're 1 minute over, so we're probably off of VBS by now. But in any case, you have a closing comment before we go over to Whole Planet Healing?
We are honored to to be able to come in and assist or attempt to assist or help. And if we ever see anything that doesn't resonate with you, then disregard it. However, if it does resonate with you, then you can use it to build on and to help learn more. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Terry, and our sources. We are still on BBS. I think you win. Wonderful. And we will go over the whole planet healing.
Thank you, Don and Doug, for letting us run over.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Elohim. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
We love you all here at BBS Radio. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Love and bless.